Arthur Linkletter is from Manitoba. He's serving the remainder of a 9-year sentence at a wilderness camp for federal offenders just outside Prince George. The camp itself combines traditional First Nations practices with camp life. A group of men were about to head into the wilderness on a fast, and Daybreak's Robert Doan spoke with Linkletter about his own experience while in camp.
What does a fast entail?
A fast is a soul-searching self-identity, to search for yourself and to make a commitment between you and a creator so you can follow through with for help and to ask for forgiveness and to get direction and build a way of life. Yeah.
You did the 4 days.
Yes, I did.
What's that like?
The first 2 days were okay. Third day, wanted to drink a lot of water. And then the fourth night, the elder told us not to come up until 7:30, but I was up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Through all that, I didn't have this miraculous vision, but I had, I guess, 3 visits. And being in my little hut, I heard somebody walk by and stand over a ways bin and cough, like just trying to get my attention. And I wanted to drink water really bad, and I was thinking, they're waiting for me to go drink the water, so I didn't. And it happened again, then again. And that was just a point. In the morning, I went and asked the elders about, were you guys up there? Did you guys go walk around coughing and stuff like that? And they said, no, nobody was up there. And I said, well, this is what I heard. And then they said, well, sometimes they'll try to get your attention, and this is what they'll do. They'll cough really loud, and they'll look at you. And they're going to tell you something, right? So I didn't get told, but what I came out of that is, at the end of my last one, I called my inner child in because I had lost him. And I started very emotional, like crying for no reason, and I was happy, and all those memories came back, and then I realized it is, I wanted to live, I wanted to be better.
You're talking about you lost your inner child. I mean, how did you lose your inner child?
I was sexually abused when I was 7, and neglected, I guess you could say, from my parents because they're alcoholics. And I was given up to the ward of the government, so I was bounced around. I went to foster care when I was 9. I was living on a reserve, and I started sniffing gas, and I had passed out on a gas tank, and then somebody came by, phoned the cops, and the cops put me in foster care because I spent some days in the hospital because of that. When I was 17, I did some bad things, and I was put away for 11 years. And then I got out for 5, and then I struggled for those 5 years. Drugs and alcohol, homelessness, not dealing with my past, and just denying the whole issue of facing my inner child. And now that I've picked up another 9 years, I've started dealing with why I came to jail, the root of the problem, which was my sexual abuse, which caused me to be the way I was and angry and stuff like that. So now that I've dealt with that, I've able to comprehend, I guess you could say, and sort of adjust and work on myself, and now I can acknowledge the fact that what happened to me back then will never happen again. And hopefully somebody else can learn something from it.
Is it the connectedness with the culture, do you think, that's like doing stuff like this, sweating, fasting, just being in nature, like is that what's kind of awakened you in a way?
I think it's ceremony. Like in the beginning I lost my identity, and then I've gained it back through ceremony, through culture, I guess. And I've given up a purpose, I guess. Now, you know what I mean? So I can relax and I can just be me. You know what I mean?
Do you have hope now?
I have lots of it. I have lots of fears. I have lots of determination. And I have a lot to be grateful for, I guess.
You're 41.
Yes.
Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
5 years from now? Probably not rich, but probably happy. Content, I guess.
Do you remember the moment where you all of a sudden, you, like that one moment all of a sudden just like I'm changing. This is it. That moment where I need to get better.
There was an elder that talked to me. His name was Andrew Smalllegs. And I was a gang member before at that time. And he sat me down and he gave me some, I guess, some information about my, what I was doing to my people, I guess, like the native side, because I used to sell drugs and stuff like that. And the drugs that we were selling was taking the food away from the babies of the mothers, and that's where they were going to buy their drugs. So now that we started the cycle over, and it just turned it over and over. And I think it was that point there that I didn't want to be a gang member anymore. I wanted to do something better.